Chapter 8. He answered me and said,
"The Most High made this world for the sake of many, but the world to come for the sake of only a few. But let me tell you a parable, Ezra. Just as when you inquire of the earth, it will tell you that it provides a large amount of clay from which earthenware is made, but only a little dust from which gold comes. So too is the course of the present world. Many have been created, but only a few shall be saved."
I answered and said, "Then drink your fill of understanding, O my soul, and drink wisdom, O my heart. For you entered the world involuntarily, and will depart without consent. For you have been allotted only a brief span of time to live. O Lord above us, if you will, grant permission to your servant that we may pray before you. Implant a seed in our heart and cultivate our understanding so that fruit may be produced, so that every mortal who bears the likeness of a man may be able to live. For you are the only one, and we are one formation of your hands, as you have declared. Now when you give life to the body that is fashioned in the womb, and furnish it with members, what you have created subsists amid fire and water. And for 9 months, your handiwork bears your creature that has been created in it. But that which shelters and that which is sheltered are both sheltered by your shelter. And when the womb discharges what has been created in it, you have commanded that out of the members themselves, that is, out of the breasts, milk, the fruit of the breasts, should be supplied, so that what has been fashioned may be nourished for a time. And afterwards, you will guide it in your mercy, nurture it in your righteousness, and instruct it in your law, and reprove it in your wisdom. Then you kill it, it is your own creation, and restore it to life, it is your own handiwork. If therefore, by your command, you will suddenly and quickly destroy what was fashioned with many labors, for what purpose was it made? And now, I will speak out. You know best about all men, but about your people, I am dejected, and I lament over your heritage, and I sorrow because of Israel, and I am perturbed on account of the seed of Jacob. Therefore, I desire to pray before you for myself and for them. For I see the failings of us who inhabit the earth. And now, I have also heard of the coming judgment. Therefore, hear my voice and understand my words, and I will speak before you.
The beginning of the words of Ezra's prayer, before he was taken, he said,
O Lord, you who inhabit the age, whose eyes are lifted up, and whose chambers are in the air, whose throne is beyond measure, and whose glory is beyond comprehension, before whom the hosts of angels stand trembling, and at whose command they are changed to wind and fire, whose word is trustworthy, and whose utterances are steadfast, whose command is mighty, and whose ordinance is fearful, whose look dries up the abysses, and whose indignation makes the mountains melt away, and whose truth is established forever. O Lord, listen to the prayer of your servant, and give ear to the petition of your creature, and attend to my words. For as long as I live, I will speak. And as long as I have discernment, I must respond. Do not gaze upon the sins of your people, but upon those who serve you in truth. Do not take note of the endeavors of the impious, but of the endeavors of those who have kept your covenants amid afflictions. Do not think of those who have conducted themselves wickedly in your sight, but remember those who have voluntarily acknowledged that you are to be feared. Do not decree the destruction of those who have lived like cattle, but be mindful of those who have gloriously taught your law. Do not be angry with those who have been deemed worse than beasts, but love those who have always put their trust in your glory. For we and our fathers have pursued the ways of death. Yet, it is because of us sinners that you are called the merciful. For if you have desired to have mercy upon us, we who are without works of righteousness, then you will be called the merciful. For the righteous, whose many works are laid up with you, shall receive their reward by virtue of their own deeds. But what is man that you should be angry with him, or the mortal race that you should be so embittered against it? For in truth, there is not one born who is without sin, nor is there one who exists who is without fault. For in this, O Lord, your goodness will be declared, when you are merciful to those who have no storehouse of good works. He answered me and said,
On some matters you have spoken correctly, and it will turn out according to your words. For indeed, I will not concern myself about the fashioning of those who have sinned, or about their death, or their judgment, or their destruction. But I will rejoice over the creation of the righteous, over their pilgrimage as well, and their salvation, and the reception of their reward. As I have spoken, therefore so it shall be. For just as the farmer sows an abundance of seeds in the ground, and plants a multitude of seedlings, and yet not all that have been sown will come up in due season, and not all that were planted will take root. So also not all who have been sown in the world will live.
I answered and said, If I have found favor in your sight, let me speak. If the farmer's seed does not come up because it has not received your rain in due season, or if it has been ruined by too much rain, it perishes. But man, who has been formed by your hands, and is called your own image because he is made like you, and for whose sake you have formed all things, would you compare him to the farmer's seed? surely not, O Lord above. But spare your people, and have mercy upon your inheritance. For you have mercy upon your own creation. He answered me and said,
The present is for those present. The future is for those to come. For you come far short of being able to love my creation more than I love it. But you have often reckoned your soul among the unrighteous. Never do so. But even in this respect, you will be praiseworthy before the Most High, because you have humbled your soul as is proper for you, and have not reckoned your soul to be among the righteous. You will receive the greatest glory, for many miseries will afflict the world's inhabitants in the end, because they have walked in great pride. But think of your own case, and inquire concerning the glory of those who are like yourself, because it is for all of you that the garden is opened, the tree of life is planted, the age to come is prepared, delight is provided, a city is built, rest is appointed, goodness is achieved, and wisdom pre-established. The root of evil is sealed up from you, infirmity is banished from you, and death is hidden. The netherworld has fled, and corruption into oblivion. Afflictions have passed away, and in the end, the treasure of immortality is made manifest. Therefore, ask no further questions about the great number of those who perish. For when they had opportunity to choose, they despised the Most High, and were contemptuous of His law, and abandoned His ways. Moreover, they have even trampled on His righteous ones, and said in their hearts that there is no God, though they knew well that they must die. For just as the things that have been predicted await you, so the thirst and torment already prepared await them. For the Most High did not intend for man to be destroyed, but those who were created have themselves defiled the name of Him who made them, and have been ungrateful to Him who prepared life for them. Therefore, my judgment is now drawing near. I have not shown this to all people, but only to you and a few like you.
Then I answered and said, O Lord, you have already shown me a great number of the signs that you will perform in the last times. But you have not shown me when you will do them.